While college campuses across America have yet to see the return of the pro-Palestinian tent encampments on their campuses, the anti-Israeli movement does remain active and vocal. Increasingly, this voice brings with blatant, violent anti-Semitism. While university leadership looks at this issue via things like politics, financial aspects, there is an important fact of faith, which begins and ends with God, that cannot be pushed aside or reinterpreted. Israel, and more specifically Jerusalem, are the apple of God's eye. Depending on which Bible translation that you turn to, Israel is mentioned over 2,600 times, Jerusalem over 850 times. In fact, no city is mentioned in the Bible more than Jerusalem. Directly related to Israel is God's use of the words land and nation. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." God even repeats his promise in Genesis chapter 13, verse 15. God speaking, "For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever." Now let's get a bit more specific by looking at where the city of Jerusalem rests in God's eye. We read this in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16. "Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem." God's love is for his children, not just the Jews, but Gentiles as well who show faith in him. We're told this in Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. "So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham." Now, all these truths cause unbelievers to ask a question. If Israel is so important to God, why hasn't he stopped the pain that's being caused? Well, the answer rests in the words of Jesus that we read in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. "And this gospel of the kingdoms will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." You see, God's waiting to see whose side everyone is on, and you will choose a side. There will be no seats in the bleachers. You won't be betting on Armageddon on FanDuel. Oh, you say this doesn't include you because you're in the middle? Well, then what Jesus tells the church at Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16 also applies to you. Jesus saying, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." And by the way, there will be no point spread either.